USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence in La Crosse, Wisconsin, speaking at the Dairyland Power Cooperative. On the heels of Friday's job report, Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia says
8.4% unemployment. The experts watching the job markets were saying we wouldn't get there maybe till late next year. Under the last administration, during the so-called Great Recession, our last economic downturn, it took 34 months, nearly 3 years, to get unemployment down under 8.5%.
The CDC is reminding everyone on this Labor Day to follow health and safety protocols amid the coronavirus pandemic. Health officials saying spending time with family and friends is all right as long as people follow proper social distancing guidelines, which can become an issue when things get crowded. This is USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A dangerous heat wave will continue this Labor Day in California, Nevada, and Arizona. Parts of all three states under heat advisories. Weather Nation's Andrew Diemer on why it's been so hot in Phoenix, Arizona.
You know, we've just had this pattern that's been pretty consistent throughout the whole summer. It's just kept the heat baked over us, and we didn't get any of the moisture that usually brings temperatures down a little bit. So it's pretty much been the same story all July, August, and here through the first part of September. It's been, you know, pretty unprecedented warmth. And honestly, by any kind of numbers, any way you slice it, this entire summer has just been absolutely brutal.
Meanwhile, parts of Colorado and Wyoming on Tuesday could see up to 2 feet of snow. And as far as what's open on this Labor Day, most of your businesses, such as Target, Walmart, and Kroger grocery stores, are open during your normal business hours. Meanwhile, most federal banks and federal buildings are closed. And if you're looking to visit a national park, it's best to call ahead. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
As the November election draws near, coronavirus is a topic that will be on the minds of many voters as they head to the polls. There's been plenty of chatter on social media after the CDC released data saying only 6% of COVID-19 deaths were caused by the virus, and the other 94 had other contributing factors leading to the death. Dr. Marty McCrary with Johns Hopkins University explains what the 6% number really means.
Conspiracy theorists have postulated that this shows that other comorbidities have accounted for the cause of death. But when we doctors fill out a death certificate, we have to list the primary underlying cause of death. And COVID-19 was listed for the vast majority of those cases. And it only means that in about 6% of cases, there was not another primary cause of death. And it just supports the theory that if you're young and healthy, it's very hard for this virus to really hurt you.
Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris on Sunday reversed her support for a ban on fracking, a policy position she held through her failed 2020 presidential campaign. Harris telling CNN's State of the Union that she would support her running mate Joe Biden's recent commitment to not ban fracking, saying it provides good, high-paying jobs in places like Pennsylvania. As California's Attorney General, Harris did sue the Obama administration for permitting fracking off the Pacific Coast. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.